righty. Welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. See, I don't know when you guys are listening to the show, when I go into one of my laughing jags, I've heard people say that even if they don't know or might not approve of that of which I am laughing, it's contagious. Like, you guys start laughing too. Like when I made the blooper during the Kia commercial, which is one of the best bloopers I've ever made in my life. And it was totally organic. I didn't stage that. That actually happened as you heard it. And then when I realized the implications of that thing, I just lost it. And I knew at the time, yep, I'll be doing a free Transit Town Kia spot. Absolutely, they deserve it after the massacre I just did on that number. But anyway, hey, thanks a lot. I hope you guys laugh along with me and don't think ill of me. But I'm sorry. If you're a guy, there are just some things that are always funny, and I'm sorry, but that's always funny. I might feel very differently if I was a home health care aide. I might feel very differently if I was a registered nurse or an LPN, but I'm just an idiot talk show host. So I am hacking, but nobody else is going to use this equipment. And I got all my equipment up and running. Yeah, let's joke about that, shall we? And I didn't even have to have a confidential conversation with my doctor, about which I was so nervous. I mean, come on, the guy's had his finger where, and I'm going to worry about talking to, anyway. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Well, actually, his hands were on my shoulder. Wait a minute. All right, so I thought we'd get the program into a higher gear, and a higher intellectual plane. I'll tell you, I'm just going to warn you, all right? This is a slow week in talk radio. It is. And my job is to entertain you through the afternoon. And I've got plenty of stuff, because this ain't my first rodeo, to keep you occupied between Christmas, which was yesterday, and New Year's. And then we start the whole cycle again until we get Martin Luther King Day off, which I'm definitely going to take off this year. But anyway, the other thing I was thinking about, now, please understand, I was at a lot of places over the holiday season, just like you. Radio is what I do. It's not who I am. And I was at a lot of places, and there's some places I wanted to go and I couldn't go for various reasons. But one of the things that I want to talk to you guys about, and I hope this works. Okay. I hope it works. Of course, it would be very helpful if I'd give the phone number out once in a while. 803-0930 is the phone number, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. Okay, can we talk about conspiracy theories? I think we can. And here is the deal. I took mental notes, and in some cases, if I was in a group of people, I would send myself a text to remind me to bring up the topic to you. Every group of people, every family gathering, there is somebody with a conspiracy theory. And as I said before, the news, I don't even think it's a conspiracy theory anymore. I think it's a conspiracy fact that Lee Harvey Oswald was just what he said he was, a patsy, and he had to be eliminated because he knew too much. And the more you look into Lee Harvey Oswald and his associates in New Orleans in the summer of 63, and gee, how come back in 1963 a TV station saved a film clip of some guy who got busted and fined $10 for handing out literature? You don't save that stuff. You know, you could go back 2 months in this show prior to the internet, and you wouldn't be able to say one way or the other what I said, what I didn't say. So I always thought that was interesting. Hey, how did they get that? Why was that film saved? And gee, why was that talk show saved where Oswald is talking about what a great guy Castro was? He didn't save stuff like that. I worked at one of the country's great radio stations, which is actually owned by Odyssey now, KMOX. And late at night, because I had full and free rein over the place, I went into the station archives of KMOX. And you know what? They actually had audio of President Kennedy arriving at the St. Louis airport, Lambert Field, I think, and giving a speech. But past that, there wasn't, for a radio station that was a heritage radio station, they sure didn't save a lot. And we're not real good in this business at saving stuff. We're just not. And proof of that, the interview I did with Donald Trump in 2016 has been erased from the internet. It does not exist anymore. It never happened. You do realize that, right? The interview I did with Donald Trump, I think it would have been August of 2016, possibly July. It does not exist. It has been scrubbed from the internet. I've had people who are IT people who know how to find stuff on the internet. It doesn't exist. Why doesn't it exist? Who made the decision to take it down and bury it? You can't find it. But getting back to it, I believe with all of my heart that Lee Harvey Oswald was an innocent man, that he was actually in American intelligence. I mean, there are so many facts that back up what I'm saying that it's not even a conspiracy theory. It's a conspiracy fact. One example, Lee Oswald was making $1.50 or $1.25 at the Texas School Book Depository, and he wasn't doing a heck of a lot better before that. Where did he get the money to hire people at $2 an hour, more than what he was making, to help him hand out Castro leaflets in New Orleans? Where did he get the money? Somebody gave him the money, because it's not like he made it himself. He didn't have the money. What else? There are just so many things that don't make sense about Lee Harvey Oswald being this communist sympathizer like the people with whom he was hanging out in the summer of 63 in New Orleans. And, you know, the truth tellers, there's several ways they get at truth tellers in this country. And don't think for a minute that this country is any better than Russia or China, because it isn't. And I'm sorry to have to say that, but my views on this country have undergone a rather radical transformation over the past couple of years. If they want you dead and you're not high profile, they will kill you. They'll just murder you. They'll give you cancer, and you'll be dead in 30 days. Or now what they will do is try to discredit you. And I would make an argument that I've never seen a president before or since. Say what you will about Donald Trump, all right? I think he's too old for the job, and I hope he gets out of the race, because I think he is too old for the job. But I've never seen a president savaged the way Donald Trump was, because he's not in the club. Oh, he might be a billionaire, or at least a multimillionaire, but he's not in the club. And let me just backtrack here. Trump had every opportunity to release every one of the documents that would have been very, very helpful to finally letting the American people know after, well, now 60 years, what happened to President Kennedy in Dallas. Pretty obvious to me it was a conspiracy. Pretty obvious to me that somebody wanted him dead and somebody had the power to cover it up. And our policies toward Vietnam in particular changed within 2 days after Kennedy got whacked in the streets of Dallas. It could not be more obvious. And for a guy, one more quick thing, for a guy who was making such little money, the photographic equipment they found at a place he was staying with his wife, value did the photographic equipment owned by Lee Harvey Oswald have in 1963 money? Okay, here's a guy making $1.25, $1.50 an hour. His photographic equipment and brace yourself for this, cost $3,000. So how does a guy making $1.50 an hour manage to scrimp and save and put together $3,000 worth of spy equipment? I'm sorry, I mean photographic equipment. And I think somebody's actually run the serial numbers, and the serial numbers weren't even available to the general public at the time. I mean, the whole thing stinks to high heaven, okay? It really, the more you look into it, the more you study it, the more you realize that your government, the one you pay taxes to every single year, lies to you. It lied to you then. It lies to you today. The Constitution is a bunch of crap. Because it's only suggested rights, okay? Anytime they want, and we saw this during COVID, they can just do away with anything they want, call it national security, call it health emergency, and it's baloney. It's absolute malarkey. My father knew this a long time ago, and I fought him on this, I fought him on it, and finally I realized the old man was right. Even if he did leave a trail of insidious, horrible vapor behind him in the odd. But I want to talk about conspiracy theories that might have come up at your family gathering. And let me give you the phone number, 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. So, okay, you got together with friends and family. I got together with friends and family, and we started. If there's always somebody who brings it up, and I don't think I brought this up anywhere. I think that it just happened organically, and I sat there, and I listened. And some of the things I heard, let me just share you. Now, for legal reasons, I cannot name any league or leagues in particular. But let me just say this. There has been a lot of attention focused on three major sports leagues in the past month due to very questionable, arbitrary, and capricious officiating calls. And I happen to be with somebody who said, "Tom, do you not understand it yet?" And I said, "Understand what?" "That all sports are fixed." And I said, "Please do explain." And this person said, "It's all fixed for the benefit of the gamblers. There are billions of dollars at stake. Now, the players likely are not involved, but you get the zebras involved. You just get one zebra involved to make a questionable call, and you can influence the course and the result of a game." And at first, my first reaction was, okay, that is insane. Did somebody put LSD in the mix? And I'm happy to report that nobody put LSD in the mix. And I started thinking about it, and I realized, you know, ever since, I got to be real careful here what I say. Ever since certain alliances have been made, it seems to me the number of really questionable calls in actually four sports have really increased. You see people getting penalties that shouldn't be the penalties they received. You see pass interference penalties missed that should be called. You see pass interference penalties called that weren't pass interference penalties in one particular league. Notice I'm not saying the league. There are other places where, let's say, certain pitches are clearly strikes and they're called as balls. What? You see other situations, well, fill in the blank. And by the end of the conversation, this person had me thinking that, you know what? I think they actually might be onto something. I'm a sucker. That what we look at as entertainment of professional sports in major leagues across the country, it's about as real as professional wrestling. Anybody want to buy that? How many of you out there believe, based on especially the officiating we've seen, especially this year, but it's been building for a while, that there is about as much credibility in pro sports as there was in the 1919 World Series, which was actually fixed by a guy named Arnold Rothstein out of New York City. How many of you, we're talking conspiracy theories here, okay? And this is a theory. I'm stating this as a theory, not as a fact. How many of you believe it's all about the gamblers because there are billions of dollars at stake? Remember in The Sopranos? There are millions of dollars at stake here. Well, every given Sunday, Monday, Thursday, whenever, there are billions of dollars at stake. Does anybody buy into the theory that sports at the professional level are all fixed? It's all about the money. It's all about Vegas. It's all about the gamblers. Yes, no, maybe. Because I tell you something, I don't know the answer to it, but I've been doing a lot of thinking about it, and I cannot dismiss the person's arguments when I consider the officiating situation that, well, I mean, there have been enough very questionable calls in one league this year to give that theory some traction. At least in my mind, I cannot say that is crazy talk anymore. I would have said it was crazy talk a month ago. I can't say it's crazy anymore. It's 29 minutes after 4 at News Radio 930 WBEN. I want to get into the conspiracy theories that you and your buds talked about over Christmas on News Radio 930 WBEN. Tanner Saunders, you are the man. The Eagles, Doolin Dalton reprise, I believe. Well done. Outstanding. Tanner Saunders, a young man with a very eclectic and excellent taste in music. That's one of my go-to songs. Anyway, it's Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. So, go-to song, you'd think you would have known the title immediately. Oh, shut up, other half of brain. I should not have watched Family Guy Funniest Moments last night because I'm slipping into Family Guy again. Okay, so anyway, out and about at a number of different places over the past week, I'm kind of curious. It seems like everywhere I went, somebody had a conspiracy theory. And the one that came up actually a couple of times now is, Tom, why are you even investing any time watching professional sports? It's all fixed. It's fixed out of Vegas. It's fixed for the benefit of the gamblers. There are billions of dollars at stake. Do you not understand that these calls and non-calls in certain leagues are made for a reason? And at first I thought, well, that's ridiculous. And then I thought, you know, when you see a situation you don't understand, what do you always do? What should you always do? Look for the financial interest. So, I don't know, how many of you out there think that sports are rigged? I'm not saying that there's this massive conspiracy among every player. All it takes is one official capable of throwing a flag. That's all it takes. And you can change the outcome of a game. Let's go to, you're going to love this. Hey, Tanner, you're going to, just when I thought I was out, they pull me back in. You're going to have to punch up Fred in Lancaster for me. Fred, you are on WBEN. Welcome to the show.
Yes, Tom. If they wanted to put integrity back in professional sports, all they got to do is two things. The first thing would be instant replays, great, but every referee that's making the call shouldn't know. They should be in a soundproof booth and shouldn't know what the score is, shouldn't know what the time is, and shouldn't know who's winning. Very easy. All they see is the play, and they make the call. There's no overturning or conclusiveness. It's that call that's made in the booth. And the other thing, every referee in every sport should have to have an independent agency do a lie detector test every year. You could clean sports up really quick like that.
Well, when you say, first of all, I don't think your first idea is realistic, and I will tell you why. Alan Harris and I talked about this a couple of weeks ago. When you do something long enough, you know, like, they're going to know it's the first quarter. They're going to know it's the second quarter. They're going to know roughly how much time is left. They're going to know the score because they're watching the game.
They wouldn't be. They'd be in a soundproof booth. and wouldn't know anything.
But they
don't have a watch. You could take the clocks out. They just sit in a soundproof booth for 4 hours for the game, and the call comes up, and they're not going to overturn their drinking buddies, their best friend's call on the field. So, I mean, that would add some integrity.
But first of all, the fact that you're even saying this leads me to believe that you do believe that pro sports are fixed.
I think the potential is there, and there's another interesting thing. Magnets in the football, in gloves, in chips in the football. You could magnetize a football to be caught easier. So, I mean, the technology is there if they want to. And a little interesting aside, the Major Football League does not have a rule against any of that. College and high school do have rules against altering a football. So I wonder why they don't have a rule against it.
Well, that didn't apply a few years ago to Mr. Brady and his Patriots, but they got busted doing that. I mean, I'm trying to figure out the logistics, though, of your suggestion, because the way I see it, the only workable way that would come about is if you would isolate on every player, every down, and you have a team of people in a room who would be focused in on everything every player did on the field, because I'm just telling you, these people who are in the game, the game of football, for long enough, they don't need a clock in front of them. They don't need anything in front of them. They're going to know what quarter it is. They're going to know the score. There's no way to isolate them from that.
What about my second idea, a lie detector test done by an independent agency?
A lie detector test is not even admissible in a court of law. I'm not a big fan of lie detector tests because you can beat them. Number one. Number two, they don't work with sociopaths. And number three, they're not even admissible in court. So I don't know. I mean, maybe you put officials under 24/7 lockstep surveillance to make sure who they're calling, who they're texting, who they're associating with outside. Maybe there is an idea. But do you agree? I'm curious where you guys are on this, because when the person, if people said what they said, my first thought was, oh, come on, that is ridiculous. And then I started to think of everything I've said over the years about when you see a situation you don't understand, look for the financial interest. And there have been so many calls this year that were made that shouldn't have been made, calls that were not made that should have been made. And I don't see how guys who do things for a living can be so blatantly wrong. I mean, even locally, and this, of course, will win me lots of fans in Buffalo, but the final play of the Bills-Tampa Bay game, there were at least two and possibly three pass interference calls that could have been made that they didn't even call. And by all means, that play should have been pass interference. The Bucs should have had the ball first and goal, and they should have won that game. But they didn't call pass interference, and the Bills win the game. How do you explain that?
Tom, I think the NFL is endeared with Josh Allen and the Bills, and I think we're on the good side of calls these days. So
I listen to the post-game show. There's an awful lot of people who say exactly the opposite, that it's the Kansas City Chiefs who are the beneficiaries of the calls, and the Bills always get screwed on the calls.
The NFL likes story.
Okay, but if the NFL likes stories, what you're saying then, by definition, the way I'm hearing you, sir, is that if it likes stories, that means they're writing the story and they can affect the outcome of a game by what is called and what is not called by the officials. And it only takes one.
I agree. Yeah, I agree with you.
I don't know to what extent,
but I think it's done.
Do you believe
to say it hasn't been done? Yeah, would be foolish.
But, Do you believe it is done for the benefit of the gamblers and Las Vegas? Because every weekend, billions, with a B, billions of dollars are lost and made.
I think that certain entities have their own people working on the referees. Yeah, I think, I don't know if it's in cahoots with the NFL, but I think there's something that you know, yeah. They only make a couple hundred thousand. These players are making $40 million. There's an incentive there.
Well, I mean, I've done about as much for the Bills this year as Von Miller. But anyway, that's another story altogether. But if I ask you the question, because this came up at two separate social functions, Tom, when are you going to get it through your head? Professional sports are all phony. They're all rigged. And it all gets down to the gaming community. It all gets down to that. Do you believe that to be a true statement?
Not necessarily, no. I think it's done, but it's done not in with the leagues involved in it. I think it's done separately with individuals. And I don't think it's that widespread, but I think it has been done and it is done. And anything you could do to reduce that, I'm all in favor of.
I think you make some very valid points. I mean, it would be foolish to say that you can have a conspiracy that is that big that everybody is in on it, but it doesn't take everybody to be in on it. You only need people to be in on it at the highest level and say, you are going to go easy on this team. You're not going to go easy on this team. When you think back on the season, without naming any leagues, on the gridiron this year, can you not think about 10 different calls that have influenced games one way or the other?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Yep.
And it shouldn't be that way. I'm sorry, but the Buffalo Bills did not beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Bills got the benefit of blind zebras. I mean, if that wasn't pass interference, I don't know what pass interference
is. I agree. Being a Bills fan, I agree. Yeah, those were bad calls.
All right, and I think the Bills have also been the recipients of some bad calls. Thank you. I appreciate your call very much.
Yep.
Very, very interesting. I think this is interesting. Oh, there's lots more conspiracy theories to get into, but I had two separate people, and these, look, how do I say this? These are not people who wear tinfoil hats, okay? Although, it's funny because those people, they might have a little bit more on the ball than other people, but it really got me to thinking. What they kept saying was, Tom, did you see this play? Did you see that play? And I'd say, yeah, I saw that. Did that look like a penalty? No, it did not. Why did they call a penalty at the end of a game when the entire game they're letting this one guy line up offsides and they don't say a thing to him, and then suddenly the final play of the game, he lines up offsides and it negates? I'm thinking, wow, you know what? Maybe there's something to this. Do you believe that pro sports, any pro sports, have integrity? Or do you believe it is all basically, it's a clique of people? And it would have to be small. You can't have something like that big. Is it a clique of people who decide who is going to win, who is going to get the calls, who is not going to get the calls, and the end game, as always, is the money. It's always about the money. Is that a ridiculous proposition? And prior to these conversations, I would have said, dude, that's insane. But thinking about it, let's put it this way. I'll go to Toronto for the review. So talking about this is the time of the year when people socialize, and maybe people have a few adult beverages along the way, and people start talking, maybe in ways that they want to talk, but without the assistance of alcohol, they keep their mouth shut. So I heard so many conspiracy theories in my time off. One of them is, Tom, don't even bother wasting your time with pro sports. They're all rigged. They're rigged for the gambling community, and it doesn't matter. It's all a big game. Why do you think the Buffalo teams have never won? And I know the answer to that. I know the answer to that. It was on the X-Files way back when and Smoking Man. But anyway, and the curse of McKinley. But here's the thing about the curse of McKinley. If Buffalo doesn't win the big game because we're haunted by the ghost of a dead president, how come the Dallas Stars win the Stanley Cup and the Dallas Cowboys have won a few Super Bowls along the way? That doesn't make sense to me. And please don't give me the Indian burial ground stuff, because since I was a little kid, I'm pretty sure that every acre of Western New York is Indian burial ground. I heard so many interesting theories. You want to hear another one that I heard? Okay, and we haven't even gotten into aliens and Bigfoot yet. And I've never seen a Bigfoot, and I'm never going to see a Bigfoot, because Bigfoot don't exist. If Bigfoot existed, they would have been killed like a bear or a possum on the side of the road. Somebody would have killed a Bigfoot by now. They haven't killed it. And if there was a Bigfoot, who benefits by covering up the fact that there's this species out there that has evaded human capture for millennia? It doesn't make sense. There's no money in it. There's nothing to gain. It doesn't make sense to me. Okay, Bigfoot. Now, here's another one. I'll go into this more after the news at 5. Tom, whoever is president, whoever's in Congress, whoever's in the Senate, it doesn't matter. Those people are window dressing for the public. The real people calling the shots in this world are people behind the scenes. Call them the Illuminati, call them what you want, but they are people that aren't voted into office. And all of these political races and all this political rhetoric is just window dressing and entertainment and political theater for the public. The real decisions, Tom, are made by billionaires and trillionaires in this world. So don't think that anything is going to change when you go and vote, because it's not. These people have been in power for hundreds of years. They're never going to give it up. Why do you think there wasn't a nuclear war? Because they got to live on the planet too. I thought to myself, well, wow, that's a lot to swallow, which kind of opens myself up for some pretty funny lines. But 803-0930, conspiracy theories. Do you think that this stuff is nuts? Because, see, that one, I hate to tell you, but it kind of makes sense. There are a lot of things that have happened lately in the Middle East that do not make sense to me. How is it possible? Okay, riddle me this. How is it possible that the Israeli intelligence people and the American intelligence people miss, with all of their intelligence assets, they miss an attack by Hamas in Israel at the Gaza border? How did they miss that? Folks, I know a thing or two about this. And the New York Times actually had a story. Israel knew of Hamas attack, but dismissed it. What? Is it possible that there are people in this world who wanted the attack to take place so that other things could then take place, like making money off more war? Is that possible? Or is that conspiracy theory mumbo jumbo? Think, people, think. Is this world really what we're told it is? Or is it being orchestrated? You know, are we like the cover of Mario Puzo's The Godfather? Somebody else is pulling the strings. We don't even know who's pulling the strings, but they're calling the shots. I want to know where you are on this stuff. Is it crazy talk, or is there something to it? 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. It is Bowerly for the Buffalo Dental Group. You know, people ask about the term minimally invasive.